begin to see a different world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. We've got quite a broadcast lined up for you. I don't know where to begin. We'll begin in this hour. We'll begin with Mark Evans. He's our repair guy, field reporter for the show, but the guy that has got all of his tools. No, I know he's ready for this. He's ready to take your calls at our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. If there's something wrong with your car, and like a free over-the-air diagnostic report from one of the finest guys out there, ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans, you can do so, 800-259-9231. So whether it's a problem with your vehicle not starting right or stopping right, or fuel economy issues or performance issues, or maybe you've got that bad news from a local mechanic saying you've got to spend a lot of money and you don't have a lot of money to spend, or you don't want to spend a lot of money, Mark can give you a free second opinion here, 800-259-9231. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Ron Flint from Explore Vehicles. Interesting company, which is teaming up with both Toyota with their FJ and Jeep with their Wrangler to produce some very special limited edition vehicles, which all are tied into the national park system. Also in hour number two, Cam Benty will be joining us from Flowmaster Exhaust. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by representative of Chubb Insurance. Also, we'll be chatting with John Spar from Replay XD, which is a cool camera for automotive uses. And we're going to be joined in the last hour of the program by Alto Reed, the saxophonist from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, which opened their 2011 tour last night in Toledo, Ohio. And Alto is going to give us a report on last night's show and kind of look forward to the shows upcoming this week. We hope to have Alto joining us every week as Bob is on tour. Along the way, again, our contact number is 800-259-9231. We will throw a trivia question into the mix in a moment. And also, you can email me up anytime as well, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Once again, it's boblongradio@yahoo.com. We'll throw out a muscle car question. It's a pretty easy one. This was a famous color utilized by the folks at Chrysler, and they brought it back as an option on the new Dodge Challenger. It's a special color designation for purple. Well, what is the name of that purple Challenger for 2010, 2011, and also goes back into Mopar history? Right now, we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our favorites, easy enough for me to say, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Hey, it's good to be along with you this weekend. Good to be back on the radio and I guess helping folks with their car questions. You know, a lot of cars out there sucking a lot of that expensive fuel, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the price of gas. Boy, it has really shot up in my neck of the woods. How about in Idaho? How is the price looking, Mark?
We're pushing about $3.59 a gallon.
Wow, that's getting up there, and I some people are saying, you know, it's going to go over $4 or even to $5 a gallon, and boy, it really affects, once again, the middle class more than anybody else, and it's going to affect everything because, you know, so many things, whether they be groceries or things that you buy at Walmart or Target, they're all delivered by trucks, and trucks use either diesel or gasoline, and bottom line is prices will go up across the board.
Yeah, it's actually pretty scary, isn't it? I mean, remember the days, this is actually, I guess we there's two phrases that we, none of us are actually saying anymore is fill her up and check the oil.
Not too many. Not too many full service stations out there. There are a couple of states, though, you know, that I just learned this within the last year or so. There are a couple of states that have only full service gas stations. Did you know that, Mark?
Yeah, Oregon
is one, and New Jersey is another, that they won't allow you to pump your own gas.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess it's kind of nice, I guess, if you know, you can sit in your car and keep the radio on and listen to us.
Exactly. But then again, I'm sure, I know my wife is from New Jersey, so anytime we go down there to visit her parents, when we get gas, no one checks the oil or even offers to, let alone check tire pressure. So I think you're right. That is a thing of the past, even if there are a few places that you can still get full service.
Yeah, and, you know, what's the fuel price there in New Jersey area, in the Boston area?
In the Boston area, even more than your neck of the woods. I'd say like $3.89, $3.99. Too much money. You know, every now and then I get on the foolish Facebook, as my wife calls it. Get on the foolish Facebook, and you see some of my California friends will take some pictures of some gas prices knocking on the door of $5. It's probably in some pretty pricey areas. I remember this one service station near the old Motor Trend headquarters there in Wilshire Boulevard that was always really expensive. Of course, it's Beverly Hills, so it's going to be expensive. But in, you know, even in other times when gas prices were spiking, they were way, way up there. So I think there are other areas of the country that gas is even more expensive than Massachusetts, where I am, and Idaho, where you are.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, it sounds like. I mean, we're sitting at the bottom of the barrel of prices. That's good. I like to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
Not good for you. Not good for you. You know, everybody's always asking me how to save fuel, how to, you know, cut back. And I've noticed that with a lot of friends and relatives and my customer base, everybody is now writing those lists. You know, their little chore list before they just head out anymore, to not just burn fuel. And I think that everybody is saying to themselves, "Hey, I can burn my time when I have a day off. I mean, you know, I've got time to go burn, but I can't burn my money in the fuel world anymore. Now then, what can I do? And how to save that fuel, and what, you know, the biggest thing and that to do really is tires. You know, I mean, I've got myself. I learned real quick that way back in my early days of purchasing cars and with the antique classic cars, muscle cars. If I don't have the right type of tire on a car, and the next thing you know, one car might have a touring nice radial touring tire on it, which makes the weight of the car, the vehicle, coast a lot farther than, you know, a rough type of tire that isn't a touring type tire. So it's, you know, I've always said to everybody, is always ask the tire companies that you go to, not only check the air in your tires, but hey, I want the best mileage tire you got in this building. What is it? You know? and they do sell. You know, they do sell tires on that word mileage. You know, mileage.
They
mileage,
do.
Mileage modifier. You know.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of new tires that have been developed specifically for additional fuel economy. And, of course, when you look at some of the hybrid vehicles out there, like the Prius and such, they tend to be equipped with those type of tires, low rolling resistance tires.
It's great. And Mitch, I noticed on their TV ads, too, you know, they've got the Michelin, the little mascot they have that is, you know, selling those tires. And it's a big deal to save that money at the gas pump.
Absolutely. We'll talk more gas-saving tips and take some calls right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back. We're live. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We have a trivia question. It's going to make it even easier for you folks out there. The color that I'm referring to begins with the word plum. What is the name of the the famous Mopar color that the folks at Dodge resurrected for a special run of 2010 Dodge Challenge SRT8 models, plum white. 800-259-9231. Mark Evans is with us. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. Mark, you got your tools out, ready to go?
Hey, I'm ready, Bob. Got the old drawers of the toolbox open, and I'm trying to figure out where that that right-handed crescent wrench is.
Very good. So Mark is ready to go. So all you folks, get ready and pick up the telephone right now at 800-259-9231. Matt is at Master Control Studios at GCN, and he can take your calls. And I'm looking at the email right now. It's BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Right now, Mark, why don't we continue our conversation as we get a few calls screened here. A little bit more about saving gas. Everybody wants to save gas money, and I know that there are a number of things that you can do, including making sure your tire pressure is in good order. What are some of the other things that folks should be doing?
Well, you know, Bob, the first thing that I would suggest to everybody is shop for that gas club card, you know, right there with the pocketbook. A lot of these places are offering club cards, and be loyal to them. You know, like Costco's one. Some of these, I know Albertsons out here out west. Albertsons is a grocery store chain, and Fred Meyer is also a grocery store chain, and they actually offer you a club card, and every time you go in and buy groceries, they don't care if you buy a bottle of water. They actually reward you with points, and then the more points when you go to fill your car up at their gas pumps. I know that Albert's the 15 cents off per gallon with every $100 worth of groceries that you buy.
Oh, that's
so
pretty good.
That's the first set of savings that a person needs to do first, and when it comes right down to the car, the vehicle, the truck, whatever you're driving. You know, you've got to keep it tuned up. You've got to make sure that engine is running smooth, if it's not missing, that there's no engine light on. If there's an engine light on the dash, that tells you that there is definitely an electronic sensor out, and it's not going to be measuring and metering, managing the fuel system going into the car. It's not going to be burning the correct gas. It's adjusting the timing, and it's measuring the airflow. Airflow coming in, how density, it's measuring humidity. It's got barometers in there, so... You don't want an engine light on. It's well worth it. I mean, today's cost of $4 and $5 a gallon to fix that engine light is very inexpensive compared to, you know, what you can save on saving fuel. And then the big thing, of course, is the, tune up, you know, spark plugs, air filter, fuel filters, another thing. And burn good gas. You know, a lot of us might just be driving around commuting in town on flat roads. And out here, out west, you know, if you don't, you put an inexpensive fuel in there, you get what you pay for. I mean, literally, like I've always said, you know, we've had fun with it. Nothing against Snickers. I love Snickers bars, but, you know, if you fed your body Snickers bars all day long, you're going to get sick. You know, you're not going to be able to climb that mountain and go water skiing or mountain biking or whatever your, you know, recreational time is. So you got to eat, you know, good food. And your car's the same way. When I'm tearing down engines and finding out that folks have got a miss, and they've got a burnt valve, and then you get looking to see why the valve burnt, and it's because of fuel. They've been burning inexpensive fuel for, you know, the last 50, 60,000 miles. And
yeah,
when you're running around town on flat roads, you don't really notice it because it doesn't take a lot of power to get your vehicle, you know, operating. But when you're out going out in the mountains and pulling your toys, then all of a sudden your engine's pinging and overheating, and it doesn't like that, you know, that inexpensive fuel. And you know, and this another thing too is that since our vehicles are all computerized, the computers are actually doing all the management under the hood of fuel, timing, all the adjustments, fuel adjustments to everything and anything. In fact, your automatic transmissions today are operated by electronic management through transmission computers off of what your engine's doing, off of that engine control VCM on the engine.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're transmission alone, Bob, automatic transmission, if a person's never serviced an automatic transmission, they have oil filters now, the automatic transmissions also. And that oil filter, that transmission filter that's in that automatic transmission gets plugged up. If it's been serviced, you know, in the last 65,000 miles, you're asking your transmission to try to pump, you know, transmission fluid through a tranny filter that is, you know, 75-80% plugged up. And so it's going to be not shifting positive, not on the right time management program again. And that's going to cause your motor to work harder, which in the long haul, again, you're going to spend more time at the gas pump putting $5 bills in the fuel, in the fuel tank. So the biggest, the best thing, a lot of people ask me, is synthetic oil good? Well, definitely. If you can make and get your engine and your transmission and your case, if you have a four-wheel drive, or your rear end, if it's rear-wheel drive, you got the best oil in there. Those metal moving parts will actually, they, you know, less restriction, less friction, and it will go down the road a lot easier, which, again, it saves you gas money. And the biggest and best thing, you know, there's so many aftermarket items that you and I know about. Tornado's one of them. You know, that air-wise, K&N's also got some. I mean, I can mention a lot of brands, and people can Google it and just put in air. Just type in air dam, and you'll find out all of a sudden that there's so many items, cold air intake items, that people can put on their vehicles to help air get into that, make that engine breathe. And on the same note also, on the exhaust side, catalytic converters, people, all of us, we forget about our exhaust. Bob, all we hear about is the word green cars, hybrid cars. Are we plugging them in now? If we don't have one, we're not plugging them in. If you're burning fuel and or diesel, especially fuel, I've had cars come in that, you know, hey, Mark, I don't have any power. No power, zero power. I need a tune-up. First place I go is the exhaust, the catalytic converter. Bob, most of the exhaust shops out in the United States will do this for free. They will actually get underneath and poke a needle through the exhaust pipe before the catalytic converter. What they're doing there is checking airflow, what the engine's putting out airflow-wise. And then they go on the other side, the exit side of the catalytic converter, and they find out that your catalytic converter is plugged up. And that is not breathing. And what's going on there is that since it cannot breathe through the exhaust, yeah, get out of the engine, it can't air intake either. It won't inhale.
Makes sense. Definitely, Mark. Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, Mark will tell us more about the catalytic converter problem. We'll take calls. We got a gentleman in Iowa standing by.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate so much you being here with us. Here's a golden opportunity. Mark Evans is with us, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanic. He's got his tools out. He is properly attired. He is ready to help you with a automotive diagnostic problem over the air. He's going to give you a free over-the-air automotive diagnostic on your particular vehicle. So if there's something wrong, don't miss out on this opportunity. 800-259-9231. Before the break there, Mark was telling us about some ways that we can all save money at the gas pump. And Mark, before we go to Mark in Iowa, just finish up what you were saying about catalytic converters. If there's a problem with your catalytic converter, your engine basically isn't breathing right.
Absolutely, Bob. If you're, I've actually had in my over 30 years of repairing automobiles, I've had on count more than five automobiles that actually come hook that would not start for my customers, would not start at all, and their biggest complaint was, you know, of course they can't start it, it comes in on the hook, tow hook, but before that, you know, what kind of power did you have? None, zero. Mm-hmm. You know, so you get up on the lift and you do a test, and of course, since the engine won't start, you really flow from, you know, in front of the catalytic converter versus, you know, after the catalytic converter. So we just take the old saw and we saw, you know, the catalytic converter, off front, and it starts right up. And that's how crucial catalytic converters are to an automobile and to gas mileage. And, you know, as you know, Bob, we know that I'm dropping all these names here, but Banks has, Gail Banks, his company Banks,
oh, yeah,
has got, you know, these systems that we all know about. And, you know, if folks haven't heard about him, go to Banks.
He's a good guy.
It's, you know, diesels are big time. If they don't breathe, I mean, how many times, Bob, have you driven down the road and all of a sudden a diesel goes to pass you and it sounds like the It's just got the oddest sound to it. You know, it sounds like, you know, come on, pull the tennis balls out and exhaust those things to go, you know?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So true. Let's see if we can... looks like you're breaking up just a little bit there, Mark. We'll adjust that while we talk to Mike in Iowa. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Doing great.
You want to solve the trivia riddle here? It's an easy one about a very unique color from the folks at Mopar. Dodge resurrected as a special rendition of the 2010 Dodge Challenger SRT8. What was the name of that famous color?
Plum crazy. I happen to own one myself.
Do you really? Wow, fantastic.
Wow.
How do you like the car?
It's a really nice driving car, and it really gets up and goes.
It certainly does. Boy, do you have the manual or the automatic?
Oh, 6-speed for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Challenger, and you've made a good choice there. There's some wonderful vehicles out there, but I think that's definitely one of my personal favorites. And, of course, they've upped the power a little bit for 2011, but you've got a future collectible there, no question about it. Anything wrong with your vehicle? You have any troubles with any of your older cars, or you need any help from Mark today?
No, I think I try to keep them all running. Usually when I put the key in, they all start.
That's good. What's the price of gas in your neck of the woods?
It's about $3.50.
Okay. So not terrible, but still not good. But that's a wonderful car you've got there, a Plum Crazy Challenger. Excellent. Congratulations. And hang on for Matt at GCN, and we'll get your name and address and all that kind of stuff, and we'll send you out a token of appreciation from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Thanks so much, Mike, for dialing in. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email question from Kate. Kate is in Alabama and wants to know how often she should replace her windshield wipers because she's being told every 6 months. What would you recommend, Mark?
Well, heck, that's all in determining the factor of weather, you know, Bob, on where each and every one of us live. And if Kate is in any climate, then she's going to be using those wiper blades a lot more. And that's another part, you know, that I definitely recommend to buy the best, literally buy the best. And when I say best, the best way to point out to get the best wiper blade is price. Get the most expensive. That way you know that Rain-X has got a good one out there. Of course, Anco is another brand that I'd recommend. Anco does real well. And time-wise, it depends on how much you use them, but I know that a lot of folks in the rainy climates are replacing them once a year, every 12 months. But it just depends on how many times you turn them on and how fast you're using them. You know, Bob, you know, some of my friends, I turn mine on. If they're riding with me, you know, they turn those noisy things off. And I said, well, hey, I got to see out of the windshield. Well, blow them up, Mark. I said, no, it's got a 3-speed motor in it, and I'm going to use that motor for all it's worth, you know. So just depends on if you're in third gear on that wiper motor going full blast, or if you're first gear, or if you're in intermittent, you know. But like once a year, if you're in a raining climate, it's a good rule of thumb to replace wiper blades. And at the same time, be careful replacing them. A lot of these parts stores will do them for you. And I probably know that back in the day when I first started the full service gas station, I actually sliced one of my fingernails open, new, green, behind the ears, young teenage kid here.
Sure.
Back then, and there is so many different types of wiper blades out there on all these type of cars today that if you're not doing them all the time, it's not a simple little game, you know, and you say, what? Why'd they make it so tough just to put the wiper blades on, you know? And the next thing you know, you're slicing your finger open or you're putting a screwdriver through your finger. Not good. So,
no, definitely not.
You can pull in any auto parts store and they'll do it for you for free, you know.
Good advice.
Definitely.
800-259-9231, toll free, so feel free. From all across North America, you got a problem with your vehicle, it's not running, it's not starting, it's not stopping, you got squeaking, you got noise, you got smells, you've got a car sitting in your front lawn that you didn't want to have on your front lawn, you've got a car that's giving you terrible fuel economy like we've been talking about it, or maybe it's performing very poorly. Maybe you like performance vehicles and all of a sudden the oomph is out of your vehicle. Mark can help you out at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com. Another question I get thrown at me quite often, Mark, a lot of people these days seem to be confused about something that you brought up a little bit earlier, and that's the octanes and the types of gasoline. Do you always recommend buying brand name gas? Should you stay away from, you know, some of these gas stations that what I kind of call no name gas? Is, I mean, sometimes it's cheaper, but in the long run, you may be doing damage to your vehicle.
Oh, definitely, Bob. I head out of Boise where I live, and I head up to Washington State to see my son at college, and I've got hills from here to there to go up and down. And let me ask you this. I mean, this is a question for all of us. Does brakes really matter on a vehicle? The brand of brake and the money versus, you know, I mean, do I really want to put a lot of money in brakes on my vehicle? You know, that's the word safety. Yeah, I want to stop. Yeah, I don't want to hit anything, anybody. I want to stop it. So when you're going up and down a hill, ask yourself the same question. Do I need horsepower? Do I need a good running engine? Do I need an engine going up that hill that's not going to overheat because I'm burning a no-name brand fuel? And truthfully, if you do burn a no-name brand fuel, and I've experimented with a lot of different types of fuels just to see what would happen. Now, I'm going to tell you that the truth is I'm the best test candidate here. I put no-name brands in my vehicle, which is a bourbon that I go up and down those hills with, and my engine runs hot and it pinks when I run a no-name brand fuel.
Wow, amazing. More with Mark Evans is coming your way as Auto World continues after this.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, ASC certified mechanic. Again, we're taking your calls at 800-259-9231 if there's something wrong with your vehicle. And Mark can help you out, or if you prefer, you can email me up, boblongradio@yahoo.com. I got another email. This one is from Brenda, and Brenda is listening to us in State College, Pennsylvania, and she would like to know about an interesting question here, Mark, not unusual here. The differences between oils. Is synthetic oil a better route to go to increase fuel economy? What do you think, Mark? Is it worth the investment?
It definitely is. I would recommend it. And I'm going to recommend a certain brand. They're all the brands are good. Synthetic oil has been tested for, like say, friction. If you can get your engine, no matter what brand you drive, if you can get an engine to not have as much friction, it will actually run the course smoother and save fuel economy. And when it gets right down to it, Bob, I've actually, in Portland, Oregon, I've actually been in a lab, and they've showed me from my own eyes how they test, you know, when you look at the bottles, they'll say right on there, fuel mileage saving type of oil, and you know, they do test it for that. And it's hard that a lot of folks don't understand that an oil is a viscosity. It's a thickness. And the best way to explain it is, you know, Bob, when we go to a restaurant and order a milkshake, that's just the key. You know, the place who has the thickest milkshake is going to get the most business. They don't want to. None of us want a real thin, runny milkshake. And that's the way with oil. You want a good built oil that will protect your engine and that it won't cause your engine to overheat. And with synthetic oil, you can actually go a little bit farther between oil changes because the chemicals that they have in there will last longer and won't break down as fast. And so if you add up your fuel economy that synthetic oil is saving you, mm-hmm, and the difference between how long you change your oil, that oil change fee, you are going to save money over the long haul. And the best part of it all is that's an instant save fuel and also oil change savings. But you're going to save, if you're going to plan to keep your vehicle for over 100,000 miles, then you're still going to have a resale value on that vehicle with a good running engine. And I found that when you tell someone, come time when you want to sell that vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and you have records, you have receipts to show the people to say, hey, look at this. I've been, you know, changing my oil with synthetic.
Right.
That ups the ante, you know, versus the other vehicle that they're out there shopping for. And that, you know, that person doesn't comment that, hey, yeah, I changed my oil.
Exactly.
There is a difference. But,
so keeping those
great resale value.
Keeping those records important, as you mentioned there, when it comes to selling your car privately, definitely that's going to work to your advantage. 800-259-9231. If you have a mechanical issue, your car is not running, your car is not smelling right, your car is totally not doing what it's supposed to, you're getting air conditioning out of your heater or heater out of your air conditioner or whatever, Mark Evans, who's an ASC certified mechanic, can help you out. 800-259-9231 or Bob Long Radio at yahoo.com. Explain to our listeners a little bit about that ASE certification. That is something that I know you're very proud of, and Mark, you always recommend that the folks seek out mechanics who have that same designation that you have.
Definitely. And the best ASE is a blue star. And you'll find that in automotive repair shops, independent repair shops, and or the dealerships. And ASE, Bob, stands for Automotive Service Excellence. And that is something that, that is an organization that has, been around for many, many years. And I recommend, to anyone to go into a repair shop or the dealer, that does not fly that sign. And you'll see the metal signs as that little blue star. ASE is right in the middle of the little blue star. What that, the biggest thing is that they do divisions. Cut up your car in divisions, you know, like a slice of bread mm-hmm. on a loaf of bread, you know, front to back, literally, you know. ASE is certification in brakes, exclusively air conditioning, exclusively heating, exclusively engine management, which means diagnostic under that word engine light again. So, you know, there's technicians that exclusively only get trained for transmissions. And if you ask a transmission, ASE certified transmission specialist to maybe fix your electrical problem, that gentleman or female will say, hey, I have no clue. You're going to take it to this person. And that's what you want. That you want a person who is designated under a mm-hmm. field under the ASC division.
Absolutely.
And lucky, you know, you have to do it. Lucky me. I mean, I've got over 18 of them, and you know, I've had to stay up with the crowd. I mean, that's the best way to say it. For me, if a car customer pulls in, a car, truck pulls in, and they want just the simple thing as the oil, which is a icebreaker. Everybody wants their oil changed, of course. But at that point, you get visiting with them, and they find out that their gas mileage is down, or it's missing, or they have an antifreeze leak or an oil leak, and they would like you to look at that. And if you don't know what you're doing, then you're going to lose business. And not, you know, that's something you don't want to do. And today's marketplace, the dealers have so many different technicians. You might see, you know, a big dealership, big warehouse, mm-hmm. basically with a lot of stalls, a lot of bay doors. Well, they have the manpower behind it too, and there's a lot of technicians there that's certified in a lot of different divisions, and that's in one in-house shop that can take care of all your wants and your needs. And I definitely recommend for everyone to try to find a friend in the automotive repair business, kind of like having a good dentist.
Sure.
How many dentists do you have?
Let's see if we can squeeze in a call. Matt, one more time. Who have we got? We got Frank. Frank, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, enjoying the show as always. I'll make this quick. Do any cars still come to you from the dealer with break-in oil like mine did back in 66, but in 87 it didn't? Do they come with break-in oil anymore where you go
good
back?
Good question, Frank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, does that ever come around?
I'm sorry, well, I only got about half of what Frank said.
Yeah, Frank wanted to know, Frank's in New Mexico, and he'd like to know, do any vehicles these days come with break-in oil from the factory?
Oh, yeah, great question. They don't. They don't. The cars are ready to go, right out of the dealership when you buy them new. And that's a great question because I remember the day definitely that, you had to change all your fluids, brake fluid, engine oil. And sometimes they even recommended to flush your antifreeze out. But no, the cars don't have the break-in oil anymore. And in fact, when we overhaul engines today, we don't have any slash special oil or break-in oil that we put in a brand new engine that we build. We actually put in the 530 or the 1030 or 1040 or the double lot, whatever it recommends. We put it in and run it, and it's ready to go.
Excellent. Great question, Frank. Thank you so much for dialing us up. 800-259-9231. Mark, how much is a replacement engine these days? I know that a lot of the automakers, you know, at SEMA every year they tout these crate engines, and you can get some incredible ones these days. Of course, you can always go to a junkyard and get an engine out of a crash vehicle. But how about an engine, like you mentioned, an engine that you build in your own facility there? How much does it cost? A lot must go into it, I'm sure, depending on what the customer wants. But what's a middle-of-the-road engine cost?
Yeah, good question, Bob. A conventional engine replacement with labor and some new antifreeze, and there's always miscellaneous things that you do, but everything that we do, Ford or Chevrolet or Dodge, a conventional American brand, it usually runs around with labor, and all you can get one replaced for right around $4,000, $4,500, and it's a great thing. I feel it's a good price because those motors come with a 3-year or 100,000-mile warranty. You know, we're basically offering that 100,000 mile is we're offering the same thing that the manufacturers are offering on these new cars.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They're mass producing these engines for us to put in folks' cars, and today's economy, it's happening anymore. We are really saving a lot of cars out there because of the cost of payment, you know, on new cars are $40,000, $45,000.
I know, isn't that a fact? Mark, my friend, thank you for your time here today. We'll do it again real soon.
Thanks.
That's
going to
do
it
for this hour of Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.